Carlos opened the discussion.
This is our first lead effort at the bank to evaluate their security. Juan and I have moved a lot of close friends, relatives, and friends of relatives' wealth to this institution. We want to do our appropriate due diligence to make sure there is low to no risk, and where there is risk, we want to understand our options. I have checked your references, and we have what I would consider a good social relationship. More importantly, our ladies have a good social relationship, and frankly, that is just as important. Now, Juan here thinks you're just a nerd, but is willing to give you the benefit of the doubt, so long as you don't use too many big words or senseless anachronisms.
Juan and Jacob both chuckled at that remark. Carlos was quite adept at putting people at ease, noticed Jacob. Jacob queried,
May I presume that this will be a non-covert operation? I mean, there are two schools of thought here. One is covert or undercover, and the other is non-covert or simply above board. The penetration techniques are slightly different depending upon if everyone knows that the activity is going on or if you want to keep all activity secret. Some places don't want to alert their own people as to what is going on, so as to really stress test not only the technology, but the people as well. They want to see if their people can be easily socially engineered into giving up user IDs and passwords, defeat alarm and video feeds, and basically simulate a real attack.